It's Wednesday, March 9th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. York University professor Farhad Rezai reports that the government of Iran is behind a campaign to reduce Christianity in all of the Middle East. In a recent presentation, Rezai said it's not just Muslim jihadist groups that are persecuting Christians in the Middle East. Iran has been suppressing Christian populations in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen. Under Iran's campaign, Christians in these countries face confiscation of property, detention, torture, abduction, and death. The Christian populations of Iraq and Syria alone have fallen between 70 and 90%. Rezai attributed Iran's campaign in part to a new Shiism that views Christians as, quote, pollution, end quote. No wonder Iran is listed as the ninth worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Jesus said in John 15, verse 20, "Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." The United Nations has recorded 1,207 civilian casualties in Ukraine since Russia invaded the country on February 24th. The casualties include 406 people killed and 801 injured. An estimated 2 million refugees have fled Ukraine. In Russia, authorities have arrested over 10,000 people who are protesting the conflict. On Tuesday, President Joe Biden announced a ban on Russian oil imports. About 8% of U.S. and U.K. oil imports come from Russia. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida called for America to produce its own oil.
I'm happy that the president has announced a ban on Russian oil imports. We import about 200,000 barrels of Russian oil a day, and we can easily replace that by just producing 200,000 barrels a day more of our own oil. We can easily do that very quickly. We don't need oil from Iran. We don't need oil from Venezuela. In fact, Venezuela can't even produce enough oil at this moment. They're less than 1% of the global production. So part one of the plan is in place. We're not buying oil from Russia. Now we have to do part two, which is we should replace it with American oil, not Saudi oil, not Iranian oil, not Venezuelan oil.
Meanwhile, the European Union said it will phase out gas, oil, and coal imports from Russia by 2030. 40% of European Union natural gas imports come from Russia. Praise God! The General Medical Council in the United Kingdom lifted restrictions on a Christian doctor who was providing abortion pill reversals to women. The General Medical Council had banned Dr. Dermot Kearney from providing the life-saving treatment. He challenged the decision, which the country's high court was set to hear this week. However, the General Medical Council dropped the ban ahead of the hearing. Kearney had helped 20 women save their babies. Psalm 43, verse 1 says, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man." On Monday, Newton County, Arkansas, passed a resolution declaring itself a pro-life county. Newton County joins 23 other counties, cities, and towns in Arkansas that have passed pro-life resolutions. Last year, Arkansas passed a bill that affirmed the right of local jurisdictions to declare themselves pro-life. The largest pediatric hospital in the United States announced last week that it will no longer offer transgender mutilating procedures and hormone prescriptions. This comes after Republican Governor Greg Abbott called on state agencies to investigate transgender treatments as child abuse. In response to the hospital's decision, Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton said, quote, "Glad to hear that today Texas Children's Hospital halted their child abuse procedures," end quote. A YouGov survey found that people in England are increasingly supportive of people living in vile passions with members of the same sex. 63% of the general public in England support it this year, up from 46% in 2013. Meanwhile, 55% of Anglicans also support faux homosexual marriage, up from 38% in 2013. Among Anglican respondents, women and young people were the most likely to support such abhorrent unions. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Wednesday, March 9th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.